Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, fly season's almost here. Fortunately, there's a fly control solution ready to bite back. Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tacks. Corathon Insecticide controls horn and face flies on beef cattle, which in one study resulted in an 11.81-pound increase in weight gain over untreated calves. Bite back and flies with Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tacks. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? But you just might find it on HiBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HiBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auctions. And it's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, and even arcade games. You can search for items by name or just simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HiBid.com. That's HIBID.com. And find what you're looking for today.
Well, OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson says this week's prices are pretty volatile for harvest-delivered commodities. He tells us more.
Well, I got to be a little careful with that. I had these numbers down there this morning, and then I checked the market a little later. Wheat was up 21 cents, so it's volatile right now. You look at wheat right now, you can forward contract for harvest delivery at about $6. That's a minus 15 underneath that July contract. Corn's at $4.95. That's also minus 15 under the corn December contract. Sorghum is $5.75. That's 65 cents over that corn December contract. Soybeans at $11.90. Sometimes it hits 12, but somewhere in that vicinity, a minus 70 under the November soybean contract. And canola's posted at $10.70.
For the wheat in that June-July time period, Anderson says there's a couple of ways to look at it.
Well, I'm going to go back to the olden days where we did an expected price, an optimistic price, and a pessimistic price. The expected is $6, what the market's offering right now. Optimistic is around $7 and pessimistic at 5 or below. So what you've got is about a 1 out of 5 chance of it being below $5 and a 1 out of 5 being above $7 and the other 60% right in the middle. If you look at past prices, you know, the average June-July price in 2020 was $4.22. In 19, it was $4.32. The 5-year average June-July price is $4.30, and the 10-year average is $5.38. All well under that $6.
So with that information, what should producers be doing to realistically price their wheat?
Well, it depends on how they can sleep. If, you know, you go back a couple weeks, you could have forward contracted for $6.50. It's now at $6. It's been down to almost $5.50. If when it was at $5.50 after having the opportunity at $6.50, they couldn't sleep, they need to price some wheat. So it's what's going to let them sleep at night.
What about the corn and soybean prices? You think those will be good?
Relatively good. You look at corn, stocks are relatively tight. Of course, a lot of that depends on China and what China's going to do and what production is in South American countries. So right now, for wheat, I think there's more volatility than corn and beans. But corn and beans, there's still a lot of uncertainty in that market.
You can hear more from Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show, SunUp, by going to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Purple Wave Auction is selling more than 480 items in a vehicle and equipment auction on April 21st. Bid now on ATV and UTVs, passenger vehicles, pickup trucks, vans, RVs, tractors, trailers, skid steers, generators, and more. Each item will sell without a reserve or minimum bid on Wednesday, April 21st. Bidding is easy. Simply visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.